Welcome to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and on this program, I'm talking with singer-songwriter Nicole Atkins over Zoom. Thanks for joining me, Nicole.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, yeah. Your recent album, Italian Ice, came out in April 2020. We're going to play a few songs off of this new album. Let's start out with your song, AM Gold, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more. Here is AM Gold by Nicole Atkins. That was AM Gold by Nicole Atkins. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm speaking with singer-songwriter Nicole Atkins via Zoom from her home in Nashville. Is this where you've been hunkered down for a while?
Yeah, I haven't left here since middle of March.
Well, at least you're in a musical city. I mean, I don't know, are people collaborating? What's the music scene in Nashville during this pandemic?
Everybody's making music at their houses, and... Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes people will come over to our porch and we'll jam. I don't know. It's like my husband and I spent a lot of time doing a show from our attic every Saturday. So that kept us busy. Luckily, my neighbor's a camera guy, and Ryan, my husband, he's a sound guy. So we got it like looking and sounding really good. And we did that for every Saturday for the month of May. The series is called Alone, We're All Together. And then we're going to come back in July. We're going to do them again from my parents' porch. We're going to head up to New Jersey. I haven't seen them in a long time. And, you know, the record's about the Jersey Shore. Like, we need to be on the Jersey Shore. So we're all going to get tested for COVID before we go, so I don't kill my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
But yeah, people have been playing music in any little ways that they can, just on people's porches, on fire pits. You know, that is one good thing about Nashville. Everybody's got like a good porch.
Well, you kind of touched on this already, that your new album, Italian Ice, is about Jersey Shore. What else do you want to talk about as far as the album overall?
Yeah, I mean, the album overall, like, you know, I wrote it as like a cure to the news, which was 2 years ago, and some of the lyrics were written a year ago. You know, the news was bad then. It wasn't as bad as it is now, but I just kept thinking about, like, I need to hear something new that makes me feel better, you know, and I wasn't. So I decided to make something that would make me feel better. And I kept thinking about, like, what are the things that make me feel better that provide an escape from reality, kind of, you know, and I just kept coming back to the boardwalk, to like childhood memories on the boardwalk. And back when I was young, like, everybody had their boom boxes. So walking from your towel to the boardwalk, you'd hear so many different styles of music, of like what all the different types of people were listening to. You'd hear like Cyndi Lauper and like the Ramones and Blondie. And then you'd hear like get in your parents' car and they're playing oldies radio all the time. And, you know, especially that like AM radio, like the songs of the 50s and 60s, like instantly just make me feel better, you know? Mm-hmm. I wanted to make something that just sounded like that walk from my towel to the boardwalk.
Yeah. Well, and it kind of makes sense to me now hearing you say that, because the whole album has a nice progression. There are some songs that like are a little more bluesy, are a little more rock. Mm-hmm. There's different elements, different sounds. And so that makes sense.
Yeah. It was always like just about what does this song want to be? You know, like these songs kind of just like happened to me in a way. It wasn't like, let's sit down and write this type of song. You know, I'd be like showering or driving, and I'd be like, oh, this song just came to my head. You know, and it was like, wow, this song sounds like this, like Far From Home or something like that. I was like, wow, this is kind of like creepy and carnival-y. It's like, this is what the song wants to be, you know, or Domino was like kind of disco-y and breathy. And it's like the songs kind of told me what they want it to be.
I've been playing your single Domino on my morning music show here on KVNF, and I love it. It's like, it makes me feel empowered.
Yeah, me too. I always used to have like certain songs that would be in my head when I'd be walking down the street going somewhere where I like felt good. You know, it was like my theme music. And I remember it was always like Remedy from Black Crowes or Miss You from the Stones. And I was like, cool, I think I wrote one of those.
I love the line, TikTok, time is up. And it could be applied in so many different ways.
Exactly. And it does mean several different things, you know, like in one aspect, it was like reading the paper and just seeing like all of these like bad dudes go down. It's like, oh, they're done. They're done. Mm-hmm. Okay. One by the other. See you later. And then thinking too, like, I don't want to play safe and sound. Like, you know, if you want to do something, do it now. Cause you never know like when your time's going to be up. Like I fell into a sinkhole in a parking lot. And I remember like before I would have lots of anxiety. I'd be like, oh, I'll do that. I don't know. You know, like something I want to do, but I'm like being scared of like doing the things you want to do. And then I remember waking up in the bottom of a 10-foot hole and being like, oh my God, I could have died in a parking lot. And then like all of my anxiety was cured.
Wait, you like actually were in a sinkhole? How did this happen?
I stepped over a curb and it wasn't like roped off or anything, and it was dark, and like my friend just kept walking, and when I didn't answer him, he like turned around and found me in the bottom of a hole. It was crazy. It was the craziest thing that's ever happened.
Wow.
It was awful, but it was good, you know, because it could have gone so much worse. And like now I just have this little bump on my butt of scar tissue, and like it just reminds you that like life is really precious and short, so like why wait around for the things you want in your life to happen to you?
Yeah. Well, we're so glad you're still here.
Yeah, me too. And I have a blues name now, Sinkhole Atkins.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's listen to Domino by Nicole Sinkhole Atkins. That was Domino by Nicole Atkins. You're tuned in to Talk Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with musician Nicole Atkins about her recent album, Italian Ice. Italian Ice was co-produced by you and Ben Turner from Alabama Shakes. What was the writing process like for Italian Ice?
So I was touring Goodnight Rhonda Lee, and I just remembered all the times that I've made a record I've never written while I was on tour. And then I would stop touring and be like, okay, should write a record now. And it's like, I forgot how to do this. So I didn't stop writing while I was touring. Every time we'd get to a new city, like I'd meet up with somebody and write with them or just write by myself. And I didn't know when I was going to make the record. And so I sang at Spooner Oldham's birthday party. Spooner Oldham's the organ player from Muscle Shoals that played on like Aretha Franklin.
Oh, wow.
Pretty much everybody, Wilson Pickett. And after the party, we just all got along so well. And they were like, we should make a record together. And then I was like, oh, okay, I guess I should make a record with these guys. And then my friend Binky from the Dap Kings was with me. And I'm like, well, you're here, so you have to play on the record. And then I just looked at all the songs that I had. And I was just like, okay, which ones are the best? Which ones tell a story? Which, mm-hmm. you know, and just went through them all and kept writing up until the last minute. I think we wrote forever at like, we finished it at like 3 a.m. on my couch. I had these Australians living with me in my attic. And I miss them. They were the best. And we just were watching a movie and just started singing forever. And then I was like, oh, we were leaving the next day to go record. And back to going to Spooner's birthday party, one of the guitar players was from Little Richard's band. Mm-hmm. And he was like smoking a cigarette. And he was like, how did you meet your husband? Because he's from Scotland. And I was like, oh, well, he was my tour manager. And I don't know, I like, he wasn't my type, but I smelled him and he smelled like forever. And we got married. Aww. And he was like, smelled like forever. You should write a song about that if you don't already. And I realized like, when we were humming this melody that I forgot to write that song. So I was like, boom, everything kind of fell together.
Cool.
Yeah.
Have you been writing at all, or is this kind of been, you have? Oh, cool.
Yeah. I've been taking piano lessons since the lockdown and just like learning how to play Bjork songs and then like finding all these weird chords from there that I'm making into songs. And
oh, cool.
Yeah. I've been blasting like dance music from my porch, like early 80s kind of breakdance music, and like all my neighbors love it. So good. I've been writing like some dancey stuff. I think I might put out an EP of it when we can start touring again, like just songs that kind of can accompany Domino, you know, or Mind Eraser, you know, just writing music that kind of sounds like early 80s, late 70s dance music. It's like keeping my mood up.
Yeah. Well, cool. I can't wait to hear.
Awesome.
And obviously you can't tour, but you are writing. I mean, do you think that's your silver lining? And have there been any other silver linings that you've discovered during these last few months?
There's been a lot of silver linings, I think. My mom said, she's like, your greatest talent is being able to make something out of nothing. She was like, I always thought that I was a terrible mother for like letting you guys be at the bar when you wanted to go home, but we didn't want to go home yet. And like you'd find like all these little kids and just pretend they were marionettes and like make a puppet show out of the kids using them as like marionettes. She's like, you would always find a way to entertain yourself. So I kind of feel like in that way, it's nice to keep it simple and like figure out ways to make art with fewer resources. And I think the biggest silver lining that I've seen is like seeing the impact it has on people. You do something, you're like, oh, is this stupid, you know? And then you see like somebody message you that's like, this has gotten me through my week, you know? And I'm like, really? This dumb thing, you know? And then it's like, okay, cool. I'll do it again. And also like my husband's a tour manager that works for bands that can pay him more than I can. So it's been really nice to spend time with him and get to work on projects and record things together and just like be together and be like, oh, I still like you.
Oh, that's good.
Just like learning new things, learning how to do things like live stream and not make it sound like crap. And before all this, we were practicing to go out on tour and we knew the songs, but I didn't have enough time to put together like a really well-crafted show. And like, I'm pretty dramatic. I want to have like a show, you know?
Yeah.
So this has given me a lot of time to really think about ways to put together a show and like how to make the stage set that's portable and foldable and just all the things that I've wanted to do if I had the time, I'm able to do now.
Yeah.
You know.
We're going to play forever on this show here. Anything else you want to talk about this particular track?
You know, I'm from Asbury Park, New Jersey, and I have stayed away from the Jersey Shore sound, I thought, with like a 10-foot pole. With Forever, like the song, it just had that like super classic Jersey Shore sound. And I'm like, all right, I'm on my fifth record. I'm going to allow myself to do this now.
Well, for our KVNF listeners, let's take a listen to Forever by Nicole Atkins.
Talking, my brain selling, the other half is buying it. Is it legit or not? Get over it. Baby, kill the underground. I would rather linger longer where my love hangs around. It smells like forever.
That was Forever by Nicole Atkins. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. I'm Zooming with Nicole Atkins from her home in Nashville. Talk to me about Single Lock Records.
Single Lock, how we found each other. It's funny because when I moved down to Nashville, I didn't have a label. And I finished Goodnight Rhonda Lee. I did a crowdfunding to like just get the record done. And I got invited to play a show in Muscle Shoals, and I'd never been before. And Single Lock had a venue. It was this cute little venue, like on the one main strip. And I was talking to Billy Reed, that clothing company, Billy Reed was like right next door to it. So they had like a little reception party for us. And I was like, yeah, I don't know where I'm going to put this out. And the guy that was working at the venue was like, you know, Single Lock that owns the venue, it's run by John Paul White. And I was like, no way. Like I knew John Paul from playing with him at the Sundance Film Festival. And we got along really well. And I was like, well, you know, like, here's the record, play it for him. And then Reed and Will Trapp, one of the other partners, like they drove up to Nashville and took me to dinner. And I just really liked how simple and small their operation was, you know, mm-hmm. and that the fact that, you know, Ben Tanner from Alabama Shakes, it was like run by musicians, you know, so it was like, let's try this together. And it's become like a nice little family.
Yeah, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
We're going to end the show with Never Going Home Again, which I think is a little ironic because you just told me that you're going to go back to Jersey Shore here.
Yeah.
Soon. But talk to me about Never Going Home Again.
Never Going Home Again. Like, I just kept thinking about that Mamas and the Papas song, Creek Alley, and like how it was like a song about the Mamas and the Papas. So I was like, I want to have a song like this. And also I want to have a song so I could sing with other people, because I love singing harmonies and I never get to. So Jim Sclavounos from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, he and I have a duets band together, and I was at his house. And I kept singing the song, but I didn't have all the words. And then he's like telling me this story where he's like, you know, the Bad Seeds are permanently banned from Japan. And I was like, what? He tells me this crazy story. And then he tells me this other story about like how he saw a UFO in Denton, Texas when he was out with Tab Falco. And I was like, will you co-write this song with me? Because I have some stories, but you have some even crazier stories. So combined, the song will just be jam-packed with craziness.
Like, perfect.
Yeah. And then I thought about, like, you know, John Paul and Aaron are on the label. So it's like, okay, they're great singers. I'll get them. And then, you know, the Avets were one of the first bands I ever started touring with, because we all went to college together. So it was just like the old friends and the new friends.
Awesome. Nicole, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me and KVNF.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more Talkin' Music programs and for a direct link to Nicole Atkins' music and her new album, Italian Ice. We'll go out on a song called Never Going Home Again by Nicole Atkins. Thank you for listening.
Woke up feeling half dead in a Hello Kitty bed in Youngstown, Ohio. Watched a minivan explode. Jimmy saw a UFO. I'm not proud of what I've done. You wouldn't know me if you saw me, Mama. But I'm never going home, never going home again. Bank accounts bleeding while we are sleeping in another murder motel. Met much better people in jail. I'm not proud of what I've done. You wouldn't know me if you saw me, Mama. But I'm never going home, never going home again. Isaac and Egyptian tomb, illegal things in hotel rooms with TV stars that saw better days. Cherished every moment, so for my atonement, we ran back out and did it